From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting in Raqqa, Syria. Celebrations by Kurd fighters who have retaken the old city from ISIS, who made Raqqa its de facto capital 3 years ago. They raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists had staged brutal public executions, including beheadings, leaving severed heads on display for days afterwards. There are still unanswered questions about Raqqa's fate. How many of the city's inhabitants will return and how quickly? Who will govern a city that will struggle to exorcise the ghosts of the medieval-style depravity and cruelty inflicted on it? As in neighboring Iraq, which saw Iraqi forces along with Shiite militias and other fighters wrest control of disputed territory from Iraqi Kurds, other wars are shaping in the wings in Syria. And that's according to the fears of locals and analysts. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday that he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population. More than half a million Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. On the streets of Mogadishu, Somalia, tens of thousands condemned those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to the call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. Ahead of the rally, young men wearing red headbands forced businesses to shut down. This is VOA News.